Welcome to Legislative Report. Today, Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joins us. And Representative Cutler, give us a status report on the state budget. Are we going to have a balanced budget adopted on time by the June 30th deadline?
Yes, budget talks are continuing between the House, the Senate, and the governor. And I think they're going on track in order to be done either on or before June the 30th. When you look at our current revenues that are coming into the state, we're currently ahead of schedule. We continue to be ahead of schedule up until this point, and we expect a strong month or two here to finish out the year. We'll probably end the budget year with about $100 million. Could be as low as 50, could be a little higher in additional revenue. The plan is to put some of that in the rainy day fund and set it aside for next year's budget. So as we look at that, I think the big issue won't be revenue as it has been in the last 3 years. As we move to fund other programs and make changes in state government to right size the expenditures to the revenues that are coming in, I think that the discussions will mainly center around policy changes. What kind of health and human services changes do we want? How do we improve patient care? How do we get better results? How do we lower the long-term costs for us as taxpayers going forward for many of these programs? Additionally, pension payments probably are the largest area that we've continue to see increases in. They will go up about $262 million again this year. We are approaching the peak of when they're expected to level off, but it will be about a $3.5 to $4 billion payment for the next 20 years in order to pay all of that off. That will continue to eat into our budget and has consumed all of the available extra revenue that comes in year over year due to growth. And we need to continue to get those costs under control. That should start next July as new employees are put into either the new pension systems, which have substantially lower costs, or even the 401k plan, which was part of that component that was adopted. So as we look forward, our costs should start to moderate and then in some cases actually decrease. So I think that puts us on a good trajectory, not just for this year, but hopefully for next year as well.
This is the Memorial Day holiday weekend. What does Memorial Day mean to you as a lawmaker and as a citizen?
Growing up, my father always impressed upon me the importance of Memorial Day and the idea behind the fact that individuals have made sacrifices so that we can enjoy the freedoms we have here in this country. You know, for example, we always would stand for the national anthem, remove our hats, and say the pledge. But my dad would take it a step further when he would share, stories of growing up and how he grew up, and wanted to make sure that we can directly connected those freedoms with the sacrifices that individuals made. So when it came to Memorial Day, or if we were in Washington, D.C., I know he took my sister to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, he would always make a point of highlighting those sacrifices are why we have freedom. So in large part, I owe kind of my view on Memorial Day to what my father taught me when I was younger, that we are certainly blessed to live in this nation, but it came with a very, very high price. So for myself, I always try to do my best and remember that our freedoms come from that. So when we attend and usually take my kids out to the Memorial Day service out in Memorial Park in Quarryville, it's 10 o'clock on Memorial Day most years, just as it is this year. And we'll go and attend, love to hear the speakers and hear their stories, because we have so many individuals who served our country that are so humble about it. And this is the one day where they typically will share about themselves and their friends and their struggles and their sacrifices. It's important to remember that so that we don't lose it. And as many individuals continue to age, particularly World War II veterans, they're dying at a very, very high rate. We need to capture and remember and then honor those stories as we go forward.
Representative Brian Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.